لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء، والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووصم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس دائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى، وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قالت الأعراب آمنا، قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم، وإن تطيعوا الله ورسوله لا يلتكم عن من أعمالكم شيئا، إن الله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. In past week, discussion about Surah Mubarakah Hujurat, and the verse that I recited in the beginning, that was difference between various qualities in the life of human being. So I've said that there is a stage when Islam comes in the life of somebody. A person accepts Islam as a Muslim. Second stage is Iman. Iman is the latest degree in the life after Islam. While we do not have Islam, Iman is not possible. That means faith comes through Islam. Islam is foundation that actually upgrades. Sometimes you upgrade your program, and upgrading, you're gonna have a latest. So upgrading Islam is going to be Iman. And if you like to upgrade Iman, then you need to have Taqwa. Taqwa is the third grade, third degree in the categories towards Islam. If we like to travel towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then third degree of Iman is going to be Taqwa. And the fourth degree after Taqwa is considered as Yaqeen and certainty. That is the final degree, that after that there is no degree in the life of a human being. So when we look at these status, four different status, we can understand that there is a difference between Islam and Iman. Islam provides only a foundation, that is beginning. It's like if you buy a computer, and in the beginning there is no program installed in the computer. It's a complete computer, but still it requires that you have to install programs. installing a program is considered as iman. And if you like to protect those programs that you have installed, if you like to keep them all the time and you have virus protection software, that is called actually taqwa. And then if you like to have insurance as well, that is going to be yaqeen. So if you like to make it in the simple way in today's world, so look at this hadith of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. Imam has said, Al Iman fawq al Islam bidarajatin. Iman is a latest degree after Islam, one degree higher than Islam. So beginning is with Islam, submission is beginning, and then it comes that faith enters into the heart. That is why Islam, Quran, it speaks with these Arab and people in desert, that you claim that you are mu'min, but this claim is not acceptable. Until now you are just a Muslim. You have accepted Islam, but iman has not entered your hearts. When it enters to the heart, that is the second degree that somebody becomes as a mu'min. So Imam says, Al-Imanu fawqa al-Islam bidarajatin wa taqwa fawqa al-Iman bidarajatin. After iman, it comes the third degree, and that is degree of protection. This iman, how we can protect this iman? Taqwa is not something that somebody can achieve once in a life and then that's it. That means you buy a software and that's it, all the time it's going to remain with you. Taqwa is something that is a daily struggle. That is, you have to upgrade that daily. You have to work on this software. You keep upgrading every day and checking if there is any virus. That is why Islam has provided a daily practice to a human being, that he needs to work on that in order to keep that iman. So third degree, Imam said, فَوْقَ الْإِيمَانِ بِدَرَجَةٍ وَالْيَقِينُ فَوْقَ التَّقْوَى بِدَرَجَةٍ. But certainty and yaqeen is final degree. It's after yaqeen. That means when you practice taqwa, taqwa also is going to provide knowledge. It's going to open your eyes. It's going to take you from this world to the other world, that you can see something in other world. By viewing to the other world is called certainty. That means somebody has reached to the level of yaqeen, degree of the yaqeen. Degree of the yaqeen can be after all these degrees have passed, if somebody has to be passed those degrees. Yes, there is possibility that somebody passes quickly and fast. There is possibility, so there can be smart students, those who can do that just 1 year, maybe one day. This travel, this journey, it does not require time. It's nothing to do with the time. It depends that how somebody is going to travel all these degrees that is being said. But then it's been said that after yaqeen there is no other degree. وَإِنَّ الْيَقِينَ أَفْضَلُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Certainty is the latest degree or topmost degree in the life of a human being. وَمَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَعَزُّ مِنَ الْيَقِينَ. There is no honor in the life of human being other than yaqeen. Yaqeen is the final degree, that if somebody reaches to that degree, that means he has been able to see the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has been able to see his reality of his life. He has been able to see through this heart to the other world. Eyes of his heart has become open. Now these practices have been beneficial. Sometimes these practices are just practices, that you haven't been able to explore something. But when you have been able to see through, so these practices should become as a see through, that you can see something. And those people who keep practicing but they haven't seen anything, they have not reached to the level of yaqeen. They will not be able to open their eyes, and they will not be able to have that level as those people who have been able to see. So you can see on the day of Ashura, or night of Ashura, it is said that Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam sometimes speaks with his companion, and he says that if you like, I can show you the places, your places in the paradise. So do you think that it's not possible? It is possible. If on the night of Ashura that was possible, and people, they have been able to see, and Imam can show to them the places, why rest of people, they cannot do that? That means doors are open for anybody. But it depends that how our journey should be continued, how we can achieve, what is our effort, how much effort do we put that we can go to that level, that we can also see our places in the paradise, and we can see other world, we can see the barzakh sometimes. It depends on us, that how much effort do we put that. It's like if a person is continuously protecting the software and continuously protecting his hardware, and then reaches to the point that he knows everything about that, and he knows if he just presses one button, then he would be able to achieve many things through that. Now he has knowledge about that. Now he has certainty about that. Similarly, our software should be known by us. We should know this. And we should be able that if you press one button, then we will be able to get into the other world. But it depends that how much smart students we are. So it's been said that وَمَا مِن شَيْءٍ أَعَزُّ مِنَ الْيَقِينَ. What is ingredient of Iman? When we said that Iman is latest degree or super latest degree after Islam, what are the ingredients? That has also been said in a hadith of Aima alayhi salam, as Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam has said, he said, Al-Imanu lahu arba'atu arkanu, arkanun arba'a. There are four pillars for Iman. Faith has four pillars. If somebody has those pillars, that means person has Iman. If none of them is existing, then we need to achieve that. We need to work on ourselves. Imam said, first pillar of that, At-tawakkul ala Allah. Trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the very first pillar of Iman. When somebody trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means he does not have trust in anything else, any other power, but trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the circumstances. Second, he said, وَالتَّفْوِيضُ لِأَمْرِ التَّفْوِيضُ الْأَمْرِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. That depending in all the affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After, when you trusted in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you started practicing that trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. That you say in every part of your life, in all the affairs, أُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And third stage, it becomes وَالرِّضَى بِقَضَاءِ اللَّهِ. Being pleased with the destiny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated for that person. Being pleased with that. Being pleased with all the circumstances that are being from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fourth is وَالتَّسْلِيمُ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Fourth stage of Iman is total submission. A total submission. That means somebody now is completely submissive before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ridan bi qada'ihi wa taslima li amri. This comes when Iman reaches to the highest level. The topmost degree of Iman is going to be complete submission before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide us that Iman that He has said in Quran. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide us Iman of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. May Allah provide all those ingredients of Iman in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can achieve taqwa in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us yaqeen in our life. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله: إن شهر رجب شهر الله العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are very close to one of the most important months during the year, the month of piety, the month that is month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only few days remaining, let us prepare ourselves that we can enter to this month that is being called by the Prophet, peace be upon him, as Shahrullah al-Azim, one of the greatest months of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in other hadith, Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, Inna Rajab Shahrullah. Rajab is month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Sha'ban Shahri. And month of Sha'ban is my month. وَرَمَضَانْ شَهْرُ أُمَّتِي. And Ramadan is the month of my ummah, my followers. So you see that three important months are reaching to us, and we will enter soon to these months. Months, the journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Best time that if somebody likes to achieve something in their life, iman and taqwa and yaqeen, these are the best of the months. What are we supposed to do during this month? There are many practices that have been said, and I would like to request brothers and sisters that if you can read the chapter of month of Rajab in Mafatihul Jinan and look at the excellences of this month, fadail of this month, read those a'mal during this month that you do not lose this opportunity that Allah has provided. Believe me, there is a great opportunity that is coming close to you, and opportunities come and go. Opportunities are like clouds that come and go, and when they pass, then you are going to be in sorrow. So I would like to remind myself and all of you, let us take this opportunity. Only one hadith that I would like to quote, as in this hadith, Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, فَمَنْ صَامَ يَوْمًا if somebody fasts just one day during the holy month of Rajab, istawjaba ridwanullahi al-akbar. This person will be able to achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَبْعَدَ أَنْهُ غَضَبُ اللَّهِ, and anger and wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be far away from this person. وَأُغْلِقْ عَنْهُ بَابٌ مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ النَّارِ, and because of just one fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will close one of the doors of the fire of hell for this person. So you can see this is just one day of the fasting. How important would be if somebody has opportunity to fast few days during the holy month of Rajab. During the past 2 years, our community had great practice for holding iftar most of the time at the center. And our community, brothers and sisters, they started fasting during the month of Rajab in order to be prepared for the month of Shaaban and month of Ramadan. I would like to urge brothers and sisters, let us continue this beautiful practice. And those who were providing iftar, or those who were organizing iftars, they should prepare themselves if they can provide this service during this month of Rajab as well. And inshallah, collectively, we can be able to achieve a lot. When you are in a community, at that time, there must be benefits of the community as well. We should be like a family. There must be an environment. And the community can provide that environment. When we are single as one entity at that time, we may not have that courage that we can practice fasting during this month, or we can do those amal during this month. But Allah has provided us to have a community, be together, and provide a spirit to one another, and encourage one another that we can spend this month for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is going to be really beneficial if we work together, inshallah. I hope that with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the special glance of A'imma alayhi salam and Imam Zaman, ajjalallahu farajahu sharif, again we will be able to have this month as one of the best months. As past week I had announced about one of the most important programs that is going to be held this weekend on Sunday, as IIEC, one of the programs that is being organized by our Sunday school and rest of the Sunday schools of Houston community with their collaboration. And that is really important program. More than 400 people or students, they are going to participate in that. It is important for the community to support this program, participate in this program, bring your children to this program that they can benefit. And at least being together itself, it provides a spirit to our children that they can see their future in this community. And they can feel that unity within the community of Houston. I hope, inshallah, this program with the leadership of our community members will be a successful program. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this program as another success for our community. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide all of us a unity within the community. Another thing that I want to mention for brothers and sisters, that is the situation in Ukraine today. Although there are drums of war that are being beaten, and from both sides there are claims that are being made. Sometimes it's been said that there's concern of World War III. So there are very big words, you know, sometimes when you like to just look at that. Saying those, making those statements is easy, but World War III, it's been said many times. Sometimes when they like to go to Iraq, Iran, sometimes they say that there is possibility that World War III can also start. Now again they started using those terminology, there is possibility of a beginning of World War III, but is it something simple that World War III is going to be starting, and they are going to start with somebody or any power that is a living power. It's not something that you're going to have a joke. Or attacking in Afghanistan is easy. Of course, a country that was completely destroyed and there was no infrastructure over there, you take your plans and attack on that country, it's easy. And on Iraq, where infrastructure was broken, attacking on that country was also easy. But is it easy to have war and having conflict with the country that is another power, existing power in the world? It's not easy. That is why they are even afraid to use the terminologies, and they are considering even sanctions. Today, only the news it was that European countries are considering another sanction. So that means something is going to happen. What is going to be the result of that? A sanction has become just a norm that you place every single day on many other people. As I've said in the past, that when there are going to be 100 sanctions, what is going to be use of sanction? When there are 100 countries, they are going to be under sanction, who's going to be out of sanction? When there are that many sanctions that you have placed on that many countries, so nobody is going to take this serious. Sanction is not going to be anything for anybody. Now the sanction on the president, sanction on the governments, sanction on the countries. There is Syria, there is Iran, there are many other countries. They are living under sanction. So what? So what is the use of that? How many people really they feel that this is a threat for them? They don't consider that as a threat. So you keep saying that this is something very important for you, but for other people it's not. Another thing that is really interesting in this issue, that you'll find that people are saying something, and Western countries, European countries, they are saying something else. So in the past, of course, Western democracy was something very important, that they would like to say that their democracy, it means that for the people, from the people. So the definition they used to do for the democracy. What about Ukraine? Why they don't like to place democracy over there? So if they leave up to the people in Ukraine that how they're going to decide, so let them decide. Give them freedom that they can decide for themselves, not impose. Western countries and Russia also should not impose. There was election or in the past they tried to take opinion of the country, and half of the country they gave vote for Russia. So let us ask from the rest of people as well. Let us do a referendum to the rest of the Ukraine that they would like to go with Europe or they would like to go with Russia. So see what is their opinion, why you have to impose your government. And now this becomes a situation that they started targeting. Today there was a helicopter, army helicopter that was targeted. So can I ask that, is there any Muslim terrorists, those who are attacking on these helicopters? Who are these people? Are they terrorists or they are not terrorists? Do you call them as terrorists? What is their status today if they are taking those helicopters and attacking helicopters over there? This is Western country. These are European countries now. The situation that is happening, they were holding buildings for many, many days. Government buildings were being held they were being taken over by the people. And now government by force taking the people from there. So is that a democracy? Do you think this is democracy, that you are not letting the people that they can hold whatever, it's their ownership? People are owner of that, not the government. Government are only few people, limited people, they are holding the government. Why you don't give this freedom in the hands of people that they can choose the government for themselves? But it shows that the freedom that it was being claimed by the Western, they are failed in themselves, and today they are in dilemma that what they need to do, that they should be following the same democracy or they have to have another type of the technocracy, that there will be the government's will and wish however they decide. And that is what is happening in the past few years, that there is no democracy in the Western countries, but there is a technocracy, or there are many other names that you can name. By only few entities those who are deciding behind the scene. And that is what it's been implemented. It's not the will of the people that has been implemented in the countries. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide justice in this world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the personality that is living under occultation and who is being saved for the people of the world, the savior of this world. May Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to support the cause of Imam Zaman. Make us from the followers of Imam Zaman. Give us opportunity of shahadat in the path of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات بجاه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.